as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Welcome to the Community Human Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Time is after 9 o'clock on our local time schedule. Of course, you're listening to, of course, the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. That's National Campus and Community Radio Association Networks. And, of course, we're on our two radio stations, co-op radio, CFR 100.5 FM, and of course our CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, those two are the NCRA radio networks. And while we're waiting for somebody to come by, we're going to play you a little thing on Ricky Shetty. Now, Ricky Shetty is the daddy blogger, and you can find all of his websites on him, www.daddyblogger.com, or like him on Facebook, www.facebook.com/daddyblogger. So we're going to play you a little bit of a segment called 10 Ways to Market Your Blog. And forgive me if my voice doesn't sound harsh, is because I wasn't feeling well over the past few days. I had the bad cold, coughing so much, gunky nose, you name it. I wasn't feeling well for, I think it was from Monday right on until afterwards. So if you hear my voice is a little bit harsh, bear with me, because I was sick over the past few days. So I'm slowly on the mend, but I am slowly regaining my consciousness and everything. So this is a long time since I've had the coming over here and, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a great privilege to do the show, and hopefully we'll get through it together. So anyways, here is 10 Ways to Market Your Blog by Ricky Shetty.
Now we continue the day talking about marketing your blog, all right? Ready? Everybody's ready? Cool. So in the morning, I talked about branding yourself, right? So branding is creating your online presence, bringing out your logo, bringing out your brand message, bringing out who your avatar, your target market is. And what's the next step after you figure out your brand? Marketing. So this is where we're going to be talking about, this is what we're going to be talking about now. Marketing your blog. Growing your readership. So before we get to money, we first have to get readers. So how do we get readers? Let's share all the ways I want audience participation.
Social media.
Social media. What else?
Periscope.
Periscope. That is social media too. Periscope is a social media. I'm just branching all social media together.
Meetups.
What else? Meetups. Networking. Good. So social media, networking. What else?
Mainstream
publicity. SEO.
Media. Good.
SEO. Search engine.
SEO. Beautiful. Search engine optimization. SEO. What else? You only have four. There's actually 10 ways that I'm going to teach you today, but you've got four. Word of mouth.
Pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click. Paid advertising. Pay-per-click. That could be another way. I'm only going to talk about organic marketing, free marketing, but we can do like paid marketing too. That's a whole different ballgame. PPC, AdWords, Facebook ads, etc. What else? There's still five more that I'm
going to do. Word of mouth. Word of mouth.
She already said
that. Sorry.
Keywords, SEO, that's still SEO. What else?
Magazines,
that's press. You're missing a few, okay. I'm gonna talk about the 10, so just write down in your column 1 to 10. 1 to 10, okay, ready? talk really fast, so if you want me to slow down, just like put up your hand and say it. Slow down.
Yes.
Slow down. All right. I used to be a teacher in Japan. And when I taught in Japan, I obviously changed my intonation and I slowed down. So I modified based on the audience, but I still speak too fast. Even though I've been a Toastmaster and all, still I got to work on it. So let me know if I'm speaking too fast. Okay, number 110, everybody ready?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, number one, email marketing.
All right.
The money is in the list. There's a saying, the money is in the list. Mm-hmm. Number one, email marketing. Number two, social media marketing. Number three, video marketing. Number four, SEO, search engine optimization. Number five, interviews. Interview people, and they share interviews, so interviews. Interviews, that's number five. Number six, guest blog posts. Get people to write in yours, write in other people's. That's number six. Guest blog post. Okay. Number seven, contests. Run a contest. Do giveaways. Draw people to the contest. Get them to share the contest. Number eight, media. Press. Get on the media. Get on radio, TV, print, other blogs. Get on podcasts. Media. Traditional and new media. Number nine, networking. Go to meetups, go to events. Have a card that says, check out my blog. Final way, anything I'm missing? Can anyone guess what the last way is?
Word of mouth.
Hmm? Word of mouth? Word of mouth is kind of like a given. I don't really count as one of the 10. It's kind of like, you know, that's kind of like, it will grow by word of mouth. But I'm thinking of something else. It's called speaking. Speaking about your blog. Like doing talks, presentations. Because when you present, you know, people like what you say, and then you're like, hey, check out VancouverConcierge.com. Check out RawDivine.com. Right? So talk, do a talk about raw food, right?
Yes.
Yeah, do a talk about raw food, I would come. I want to learn about eating healthier and eating raw food, right? At the end of your talk, just say, hey, if you want to find out about me, check out my blog where I write about raw food and raw health and raw travel, rawdivine.com, right?
Yes.
Do your talks about Mexico, right? Mm-hmm. And then what do you do? Always end with, check out my blog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if anyone has my card. Does anyone ever have my card? There's a call to action on my business card. What does it say? Check out what? Yeah, so I'm actually asking people to do something when I give them my card. So it's actually a call to action. I give them, this is Japanese style, by the way. I just want to demonstrate Japanese business card etiquette. Okay, go like this. Yeah, I bow more because I'm younger. You go with two hands, and you receive it with two hands. You look at it, and then bow. That's Japanese business card etiquette. Yeah, so if you meet someone from Japan, they'll always do it with two hands.
Yeah.
And they'll always bow. And they'll always look at it because you're a sign of respect. Guess what we're doing in North America? We're like, you know.
All right, so that's a little bit of the 10 ways to market your blog by Ricky Shetty. Of course, Michael had interviewed Ricky Shetty just about a year ago or so. So just to refresh your memory, that kind of thing. Of course, you're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm, of course, excuse me, Kelly Rayburn. Along with me is Ben Rempre. How are you doing today?
I'm good, but there was a little detour coming in here at the studio this morning. It was just
there's
horrendous.
Always construction around here. I don't know why, but there's always construction
don't
here.
Don't you
hear
that?
Anyways.
So anyway, I had a caller that just called in.
Yeah, well, he'll probably call back, but anyways.
So anyway, this, I'll let our listeners heads up, let them know what's going on.
Yeah.
His name is David Saba. He's a local singer, songwriter. He's been writing music for quite a long time. He's been performing all over in the Vancouver area. He's going to be my guest this morning, so he'll be calling in about next five, six minutes or so from now.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one of his songs that just recently, if I can get this thing back on again. This thing comes off all the time. I don't like it.
iPod?
Yeah, it's an iPod. So basically, this title of the track, the album, is called Out of Time.
Okay.
And the song's called Caught Up in You. So I hope you guys like it.
All right. David Saba.
Crazy Lacey, you tore a hole in my heart. You made me feel I'd come all apart. I thought you were normal, but you were trouble. And when I look back, I got way too mad. Some things never come to pass. Some things just fly by too fast. I got all caught up in you. Past. Some things just fly by too fast. I got all caught up in you. I was afraid of maybe running too blind. I never saw it coming. Way too caught up in you.
so that was David Saba and a song called Cut Up to You from the album Out of Time. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on CITR 101.9 FM and, of course, Co-op Radio.
There we go.
I shut it off, too. So you're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCAA Radio Networks, both on Co-op Radio and on CITR 101.9 FM. Hey, Three Amigos are here.
Yay! Yeah. And David, are you there as well?
I'm here.
Yeah, awesome. So David is here. So I was going to ask you, Ben, about who David Saba is. Maybe you can explain all of that right now.
Sure. If I forget anything, David, you can always help me out here, buddy.
Okay.
So basically, it took him about 2 years to get this album out. Because of the funding, the money that's putting a lot of work into for this album. And he's a local singer and songwriter. You can always find him wherever he is here in Vancouver. And he's always been going to open mics, and that's how I met Mr. Saba since last night. It was awesome last night too, wasn't it, Mr. David?
Yeah, we had a good time.
That was a blast.
Yeah.
So can you... give us information, give us the background, how you started this music, how you created this album, how you did the pictures, and where you've been writing music.
Well, yeah, I started writing songs years and years ago, and I've done demos down through the ages, but I decided that it was time to go in and do a full CD album project and try and make it as, make the writing as complete as I can. You know, as per 10 songs, 11 songs, 12 songs, whatever it takes to fill up a CD. And at the same time, I wanted it to be a fairly slick production, but I didn't want it to be cluttered up. I wanted it to be somewhat simplistic. And a very good friend of mine, Sid Perez, who I've worked with on various recording projects since, back 20 years. He and I sat down and put a game plan together, and we picked the 10 songs that we felt were very strong for the album, and we went in and started working on them. And it takes a long time to do the pre-production, and then you get into the production, and that takes a long time as well. And then you have to mix them and master them once you've got all the parts down, and finally you get all that done, and then you've got to start putting the artwork together. So
yeah, and your wife actually took that picture, didn't she?
Yes, yeah, she took the picture on the front, which was totally unplanned. I was just out one Sunday afternoon painting my fence, and the paint was stale, and it was hardening, and the day was ending, and it was getting dark, and I had about another 6 feet to go, and I didn't know if I was going to run out of paint or out of daylight first, which was going to run out first. So I ended up using that picture because the song I had recorded was called Out of Time, and I wanted to use that as the title track, and I didn't want to have a face-on picture. I wanted to of myself. I wanted to have something a little bit different. So it worked out really well.
Yeah, you know, you brought up something that that most people do not understand. That in any type music production or movie production or something like that, there is pre-production, production, and then post-production. And you hit all of those points, and I think it's important that people understand that each of those steps take time in itself, and the least of which is actually the production part, because the pre- and post-production can actually take up most of your time in putting out a product.
That's so true, and you don't want to slough on any one of those any one of those stages, because if you do, it de-emphasizes the finished product. you know, you want to make it as as slick as you can. You want to make it, you want to do your best.
Right.
And each one of those stages is very important, but as you say, oftentimes they kind of go unnoticed.
Yeah, people, they're like, oh, wow, that was just so slick. He made it look so easy. And it's like, oh, God, if you only knew how much work it actually went into this.
Yes, yeah. But if you make it easy, I think you're doing your job properly.
Mm. Yes.
If you make it appear easy.
Yeah, if you make it appear easy, yes, you've done the job, yes.
You've done your job properly, yeah.
Mm. On that note, David, I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to you're going to listen to some of the PSAs and stuff for just a moment. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so we'll put you on hold, and we will come back with you in a moment. You're listening to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our two flagship stations, Co-op Radio and CITR 101.9 FM. We will be back in just a moment.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know.
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture. And that's been around for centuries.
It's about time. The UBC hockey season opener. Tune in this week as your defending Canada West women's hockey champions take on the Saskatchewan Huskies. Listen live on CITR 101.9 FM this Friday at 7 p.m. or online at CITR.ca.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adapted technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more. You're tuned into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. I'm, of course, Kelly Rayburn, Michael Rubin, and
Rempre. And Mr. Saba's on the line. You still there, Mr. Saba?
I am.
Awesome.
All right.
So
here, before the break.
Now, David knows what happened to me last night. Correct, David?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to tell two of my friends what happened last night?
You wiped out and crashed your hand, didn't you?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so basically what happened was yesterday morning when I was walking back from McDonald's, and part of the cement was up just a little bit, and I slipped, and I scraped part of my hand,
ouch,
both of my knees, and my shoulder just a little bit. But I'm getting better slowly, David.
Yeah, that's good.
It's not affecting your guitar playing, I hope.
Oh, no. No. Last night, it was... did it hurt last night? No. Okay. Now, here is my question. Here's my questions for you, David. So the first question I was going to ask you is, how long do you play the guitar now?
I started playing it... I started taking lessons when I was 10.
Okay, and I was going to ask you that. Now, do you by chance have any shows coming up?
I do have one coming up on November the 5th at Local Loft. And I'll have Caitlin Devey opening for me.
Do you have any, websites or people can listen to your music?
I've got a fairly extensive YouTube channel, and it's easy to get to, just David Saba Songwriter, and it's got several videos on it. I think there's I think there's 14 videos on it, or maybe more now. I can't remember, but...
Because it's been so long, hey?
Yeah, there's studio ones, and there's live ones, and there's a couple of live ones from Pappy and Harriet's in California, a great venue in California that I play when I'm down there.
Mm-hmm.
And another one from the Joshua Tree Saloon, mm-hmm. and several from Vancouver. I did a live show at the Fairview a couple of weeks ago, and that was recorded in three parts, and that's on my YouTube channel as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any recommendation? Do you have a song request that you want to play from your album?
Probably Caught Up in You, probably the title track.
I just play that one before.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I just play that one before before we came
cool.
on air.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, another one that I would really strongly recommend is No Mercy, and that's a song I wrote about the stalker that was out on the UBC campus a few years ago that was causing so much of a problem with students,
mm-hmm.
and I'd read about it quite extensively and heard about it on the radio, and it moved me to put this song together, and it's called No Mercy. And I think that would be a good one to play, given the source where it's coming from.
Is that the song that you were saying at open mic a while ago about your daughter, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I remember that song.
Well, she was a student at UBC, and it just, you know, it was just concerning us a little bit as she would, you know, she'd have night classes and so forth, and we'd just be a little concerned, but it was all good.
So now, actually, we're in the brand new student union building because the other old one is going to be, I believe, is going to be torn down, isn't it not?
No, I thought it was refixed.
I thought they were renovating.
Upgrade. Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because we had a big, huge detour coming in here this morning, David.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, the spot in the student union building that we're in is called The Nest.
Mm.
And I want to make sure that we be specific about that because I've had to try to direct some people here, and they ask people on campus, it's like, well, is it somewhere in the student union building? And people get kind of confused. But if you say The Nest, most of the students know exactly where to go to get
Yeah, to well, mentioned about it, The Nest, because this is where this area moment where this used to be the old bus loop area.
Yeah.
Ah, so. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Before mm-hmm. we go, David, do you want to say anything where you've been doing open mics as well? Because I know you mentioned about California as well,
yeah.
correct?
Yeah. Well, we do, you know, around Vancouver, there's several spots, and they're great. You know, they're really fun, and you can get some really good playing time in. We were playing one on Commercial Drive at Roma. That went on for several months, and it's down now, but I think they're going to start it up again in some new configuration. We play one down on Broadway, of course, at the Fairview, and then in Marpole, Hudson's Landing, and we play Sundays. We play at on Commercial Drive at the cafe or at the Cottage Bistro, and There's other ones too, you know, they pop up, they come and go, and you sort of have to really shake the bushes and find them and play them while they're there, and then they end and you find other ones. But I think the most important thing is to just get out and play, and I try to do that with my own material. I try to play my own songs rather than covers. I have quite a few songs, so it's great to get out and have them heard. I love getting the audience feedback on my own material. I played covers for years, but now I pretty much try and play my own songs whenever I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for your time and coming and calling in for us, David, and giving us feedback and let us know what's going on about your music and stuff like that.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
But definitely I'll see you around town, David.
Don't you
worry.
Okay.
Oh, one more thing. Are you coming to my show on the 16th?
I'm going to try. That's for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for your time, David, and have a great morning, and don't work too hard, hey?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, take it easy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, ladies and gentlemen, and our guests, this morning was Mr. David Saba. If you guys, if you have internet access, look up on the YouTube channel, go to youtube.com, and then just type in search David Saba, S-A-B-A.
For those of you who are listening to us on Co-op Radio, thank you very much for listening to us, and we will be back again next week. For everybody else, we're going to play you music.
Yep, this song is called No Mercy, and the title of the track is Out of Time, is the title of the CD.
All right.
So we'll be right back, and don't touch that dial.
Skulking around, covering ground in the wee hours of morning. Students fear you, police wanna catch you. Everyone is worried. They just wanna work, they're on high alert. Afraid at night, nothing feels right. No mercy. Bring him to his knees. No mercy, he'll end up face down. Their innocent eyes, you tear up lives. Take it all, your turn to fall. No mercy, no more mercy. They say they've got pictures climbing in windows. Hood's pulled up, he's a shadow. What are they to do? What if it was you? Whatever he's about, we gotta know. Police artist image is peaking awareness. They brought out dogs. What's this all saying? No mercy. Knees. No mercy, he'll end up face down. Their innocent eyes, you tear up lives. Take it all, your turn to fall. No mercy, no more mercy. Stairwell, create a living hell. They all need bodyguards. Spend more money, camera security. You're gonna live behind bars. Their position's clear, he's vicious. No good news when this guy's on the loose. No mercy, bring him to his knees. No mercy, he'll end up face down. Their innocent eyes, you tear up lives. Take it all, your turn to fall. No mercy, no more mercy. No mercy, no more mercy. No. No, no more mercy.
And of course, that was No Mercy by David Saba. I imagine that's the song title album Out of Time. Am I right?
That is correct.
All right. Yeah. That is correct. Okay. You're tuned in to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and, of course, our full hour show now on CITR 101.9 FM. Of course, Kelly Rayburn, David Rembray, and Michael Rubin. All three of us. Brings back memories.
It's been good memories for all three of us.
Yeah. After David and Lori Sheridan, of course, I'm hoping to get them onto the show and talk about the previous show. Well, not the previous show, but their previous generation that they did with the show out on Co-op Radio that they did for the past couple of decades, few decades ago.
What about Richard McDonald?
Richard McDonald was one of them. Wendy Allen was one of them. So many people.
Yeah, when I mentioned about Richard McDonald, I have his book still.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
I still have it.
The Woodlands.
Yeah.
And that's good.
I've been reading it.
That's good.
Which I'm pretty happy about.
Mm-hmm. It's a true story, and you got it.
Of all the years.
I don't know if the book's around or not, or I don't know if it's on sale or not, but we gotta ask Richard.
I have one from him.
We gotta ask Richard, so.
Yeah,
definitely.
At least find out if it's in print, you know?
In print, everything, exactly. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's in the plans, but I don't know when or where or what's ever going to happen to it. And, of course, I did some interviews with Richard in the past, and, of course, his partner,
I forgot what her name was, eh?
His name.
What? Who, Richard McDonald?
No, not Richard McDonald. Peter Bourne.
Oh, right.
So I did both interviews for both of them. So we'll try and get him back on again. So
they were both at the Woodlands together, weren't they?
They were at the Woodlands together. Then Peter Bourne was doing some of his songs at the ceremony, and of course the demolition of the final wing of the building. The rest of the building was caught on fire during the 1980s, but it was after that part of it is still standing there. And of course, I know there are some new development buildings that are going to be built, and I know that Richard McDonald and most of the people are still pleading for a plaque to commemorate the memorable thing. So that's one of the projects that they're going to be doing once the new buildings are being fixed and everything. So, all right. So, why don't you two say something before we take a break and say something what we might want to do otherwise besides that? So,
Most likely right at the end, I'll do my announcements at the end. But
yeah.
Do you have anything to say?
Well, it looks like we have, of course, Sheldon Reynolds, formerly of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's going to be on next week. He's officially booked in with us, of course. So make sure you tune in to hear that. And then on October 27th, Laura Lane, author, she's going to be telling her story behind the book, as well as the point of why she wrote the book that she did. It started out about two children with cancer, terminal cancer, and what their wishes were. And the book was released, the prayers and hopes of two mothers in the end. So it's pretty interesting story, heartbreaking on one end, but hopefully inspirational to anyone who has a sick kid. Mm. So yeah.
Sounds interesting. We'll look forward to that. On that note, we're going to take a break. This is Community Living Show. All three amigos are here. We will be right back in just a moment. Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of every year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting inclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. Contact your local stations to find out more.
The news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezar wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
You're tuning in to Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. Ben Rempre, Michael Rubin, and Kelly Rayburn are all on the air right now. So glad you can join all of us here.
Because we love you all.
And you can always check us out on our email website, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's, of course, communitylivingradio@gmail.com. Bum-bum-bum-bum.
Please send us your show suggestions.
Yeah.
No, seriously, if you know if anyone did out there did we need to tell their story. You know?
Anything to do with accessibility, blindness.
And also you can send us messages on our Facebook page as well.
Hearing impaired, those kind of things. Let us know.
Because we don't get too many people with the hearing impaired.
We don't.
No.
But we should.
Yeah, it'd be good to get somebody on with hearing it better. Visual impairments, we've had a few people on with that. While you were gone, we interviewed Kathy Brown. She actually has she's a visually impaired photographer. And it was kind of funny, because I'm a photographer, listening to her go through her process of, I go and take a bunch of pictures, and I'd like, can't wait to get to upload them on a computer and see what I got. And it's like, but Kathy, we all kind of do that, because you don't really know. But she's got special equipment and everything for her computer also. We had a bunch of fun with that interviewing her.
Interesting.
Sweet. So I got some announcements for everybody. This is a good one.
Okay.
I have actually a show actually coming up. Remember last time I was telling you guys like to be announced, and I got that email.
You didn't mention them.
Yeah. So finally, I got an email from the supervisor at Fairview Pub. And so he gave me the date, which is October the 16th. Mark this on your guys' calendars, everybody.
And that's at the Fairview Pub on West Broadway.
898 West Broadway from 8:30 till 10. So the performers are playing, which is myself. Kat Murphy Band is going to be playing. And Frank Henry is going to be playing as well. So it's all by cover charge is like $5 to get in.
Cha-ching.
Spread the word, everybody. Please put that on your Facebook page and spread word by mouth. That'd be fantastic.
What time does it start again?
8:30.
Doors open?
No, doors open at... they open at 4 a.m. 4 in the afternoon, but our show doesn't start till 8:30.
So it's 8:33. Okay, fair enough. I thought it was some sort of a pub where, you know, they're open at 7 or 6 in the evening.
No, it's a totally different pub. So.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So everybody who gets there after 8 o'clock has to pay the cover.
If everybody gets there before 8:30, they still have to pay the cover, which is
$5.
They still have to pay to get in.
Fair enough.
No matter what.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Does anybody have any other announcements? Kelly? Michael?
I believe, I guess it's on October, but I'm not sure if it's on October. well, it is on October. October 16th, we're doing a taping on Access Television again.
Ah.
Oh, sweet.
Yes, so...
If well, you ever speaking got... of... Sorry for interruption, but speaking of Access TV, I met the producer of Access... No.
Deborah.
No.
No?
No, 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 no. Who? The other one.
Sid?
Nope.
Mm.
It's the native one.
Gennarji.
Yes.
She's a co-host.
Yeah. I know.
She's not...
The co-host, but I ran into her not too long ago at Fairview Pub.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. Mm. And she says she wants to put me on Access TV, and that's what she told me.
Right.
So...
You're welcome. You're welcome to come in to the Access Television.
Okay, but how can I get the information from you?
Do... Well, I'll tell you about it at the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All that, so I don't want to say it in the public, but I'm what I was going to say about Access Television was that you can watch the Access Television on Shaw TV 4 with the interview with Tim Lewis. I did an interview with Tim Lewis on the accessibility on transit, the fare gates, and Handy Dart.
So what about those folks who don't have cable TV at all?
Okay, well, then that's simple. You can always go online at www.accesstelevision.ca, and they'll have the information on there on all the shows that are listed month by month. Of course, it's a monthly show, so that's mm-hmm. what we do for a monthly show.
Yeah.
Sweet.
It's a lot of fun. I've been to a couple of the tapings.
Hmm.
I actually filmed I got invited by Gennarji to actually film her doing a bit for the Red Jam Slam. With anybody who knows Gennarji or Sullivan knows that is her heart and soul project.
Anything to do with First Nations or any stuff like that, she does a terrific job.
She's very sweet, too.
Mm-hmm, she is.
I think that one even took precedence over the Truth and Reconciliation that she was doing. The Red Jam Slam, because she loves entertaining people.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Absolutely.
And she puts a lot of work into it. Mm-hmm. It is totally... Her blood, sweat, and tears, they go into that production.
Absolutely.
And she does a great job with it. So,
absolutely. That is great. So, check me out on the 16th of October. Well, not on the 16th. That's where we're going to do the taping for November. The mm-hmm. November edition, we're hoping to have... I'm hoping to have the interview with Adrian Dix on the school closures that is happening in Vancouver and possibly across British Columbia. So stay tuned.
You want to
talk about that?
Yeah, because I heard that they're planning on actually freezing the school closures. I didn't know how true that was. So I'm waiting to hear. I would love to hear what Adrian Dix has to say about that. So,
absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's sad to see some of those schools in his area are closing down and moving on to other schools. It'd probably be desperate that if you're a parent that goes to that school with your kid every single day and they mention that your school is closed, what do you do?
Right? Yeah. You know, they kind of shuffle you off to another school, but now it means that longer commutes, things like that, you know. And you got to explain this to your employer and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. You can't drop your kid off too early.
Or too late.
Or too late, you know. You have to make sure that they're picked up at a specific time. If you're too late or have too many tardy pickups, Ed, since we're talking about school. you know, there's consequences to it. And but no one wants to talk about the fact that it started out because they decided to close a school.
Right.
But we will also mention that that they actually gave private schools a bunch of money recently, or they're slated to give private schools a bunch of money for special needs that was actually may have been taken away from the public school system.
True. And
so,
and I might ask him about the teacher's assistance, because a lot of special needs kids need a second teacher's assistant for other things.
Right.
For that matter. And
you know,
we're just disappointed that the BC Liberal government has starting to close some of these schools down because of all those possibilities.
Right. Yeah. I know how hard it was to of course, my son that was extreme ADHD case, mm-hmm. we actually had to have him tested for autism things.
Mm-hmm.
Asperger's to be specific.
Right.
And the fight was trying to get him to have the, you know, put the education plan in place for him, and to get him all of the people that he needed to help him learn and things like that. And it's like, oh yeah, we'll do it. You'll see next week. It'll all be better. And it's like, and you show up, and it's like, all the aides and everything that he was supposed, and people are supposed to help him, were still not in place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just kind of crazy that way, you know.
Hmm.
So. And plus it's like a lot of work too for him too, right, when he has ADHD.
He had a couple issues going on, because he was supposed to be given a laptop because of some of his fine motor skills being a little behind. ADHD. We did eventually wind up putting him on medication for that, but he made it through elementary school and into high school, and they still hadn't put the action plan into place. And they're talking about, well, we just didn't have the funds or that or this or that, and it's like.
Right.
It's just kind of crazy, you know. You would think that taking care of our children would be one of the priorities for our government, and if you look at the school system, it clearly is not a priority.
No, it isn't.
No.
So
we got lots of time.
Yeah. So, sorry, I stood on my soapbox, and then all of a sudden I was like, okay, I'm climbing down now. Oh, where are you guys at here?
It's all time. Good, Michael. It's all good. Okay, so do I go to commercial or?
No, keep talking to the end of the show.
Go ahead, Kelly. You got some stuff on your mind? Go ahead.
No, I mean, I did mention my speech on the Access Television. Okay, someone's phone. Someone's phone. It could be mine. I don't know. Yes, it is. Sorry.
Yours.
I'm the guilty. Sorry. All right, it's off. Anyways. So I mentioned about the Access Television that's happening now, and of course, possibly next month, with Adrian Dixon Schools.
Do you know if he's going to mention about Carleton Elementary?
That's probably what we'll probably be talking about. Probably Carleton and Gladstone and those schools mm-hmm. that are closing down and have to move to other places like General Wolfe, University Hill, or any
yeah,
other
because one. Because when you're mentioning about Carleton Elementary, I used to go to that school.
You do?
When I was a kid.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, what I've heard, they're putting half of the students into a different school.
Yeah, I want to have your take on that. Because
yeah. It's been decades and decades.
It's been decades.
And decades and decades. So
well, I know.
I can't even think of it anymore. So.
You can't even think about it.
I don't want to think about it anymore.
Can't be that many decades ago.
God, you don't want to know how old I am, boy.
You're 20 what?
No, you don't want to go there.
Just a thought.
Well, the 50s is like a couple days away from me.
God.
So. All right, I was just asking.
No comment.
Okay.
But
the Carleton School, for that matter, is. I mean, are you disappointed that it's happened?
Very disappointed, and plus with all the other parents, and how are they going to take their kids, mm-hmm. their son and their daughter, to a different school, to a different location with different teachers? You know, that's going to be hard for them,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. plus a new surrounding for them.
Mm-hmm.
And say, for example, what if there's no wheelchair accessible for the wheelchairs?
That'd be hard.
That'd be very hard for everybody.
Yeah. I'd love to know what are some of the issues that are causing them to close the schools. I mean, I know that well, for example, like St. Paul's Hospital, the closure of that is due to the fact that they say it's an aging building and they can't retrofit it for to make it earthquake compatible, you know, stuff like that.
Oh yeah,
I mean, is that some of the reasons why they're closing the schools? You know, it'd be good the reasons for the school closures outside of budget cuts and things like that. Are pretty vague, and mm-hmm. I would like to think that our government wouldn't close schools just because of budget cuts.
Mm.
I would like to think that there would be some safety reason in there, and Adrian Dix might actually have that answer.
Mm, that's possible.
Yeah,
you never know with him.
I'll mention some of the questions on that too. On that note, thank you very much, gentlemen. We got to go. And speaking of politics, has any of you watched the presidential debate?
Nope.
No?
Yeah. I'm going to say I didn't actually watch it, but I did respond to one of the presidential debates that Bill Clinton mentioned. His tweet was something around the fact that he's glad to see that the world is going to get to see Hillary the way he sees Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
And I responded with, with the fact that it's good to see that Bill Clinton is actually supporting his best friend. Those two as a couple dynamic. Mm-hmm. They I know that we had, like, when he was president, all the other rigmarole happened with mm-hmm. that girl. Mm-hmm. I can't even think of her name right now.
Monica
Lewinsky, yes. Mm-hmm. But through it all, there may have been some hurt feelings, maybe not some hurt feelings, but
right.
they managed to remain friends. Mm-hmm. And it's an important part of being in a marriage is being friends.
Okay. So we're going to leave you with an auto-tune from the band called Shmo Yoho. It's auto-tune. I don't know if you've heard it, but this is the Trump versus Clinton first featuring Blondie. It's the Songify this on their YouTube album. So enjoy it, and we'll see you all again next week. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
He's sitting on their bed that weighs 400 pounds, okay?
Songify this.
Good evening, and welcome to the first presidential debate. You know the rules. Whoever sings the best is the next president. And whoever loses has to be content with their incredible wealth.
I spoke to Sean Hannity. Everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity. Nobody calls Sean Hannity. I said the war's a stupid thing. If somebody would call Sean Hannity.
Woo! Okay.
Why should we vote for you?
Japan. We don't pay.
What magical things will you do?
We should raise the minimum wage.
I know how to win. She does not.
We should build an economy not for those at the top. I think about this a lot.
Why should we vote for you? Should we try to keep the peace in the Middle East? Or give up and use the money to cure her peace?
We should have taken the oil. Now
now they have the oil all over the place.
We've got to defeat ISIS. I was involved in taking out bin Laden with Secretary of State. Trumped up, trickled down. That's what it would be. That is not how we grow the economy.
Don't let the jobs leave. We can stop the companies. Stop them from leaving. I built an unbelievable website.
So if you want to see in real time the homepage of my website, please go.
And take a look at mine. You've been fighting ISIS your entire adult life. I spoke to Sean Hannity. Everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity. Nobody calls Sean Hannity. I said the war's a stupid thing. If somebody would call Sean Hannity. So good with computers. He's 10 years old.
What magical things will you do?
He should not have the nuclear codes.
They're taking our jobs.
Donald called women pigs, dogs, and slobs.
Our country's in trouble. Maybe fat. I spoke to Sean Hannity. Everybody refuses to call Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity.
Thank you and good night. Now I'm going to go have a drink with him.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard, Tommy! I hate him! I hate him!
Well,
Maybe you should relax a little bit.